5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Taking a look at the top stories trending nationally in the sports world. NFLPA says NFL agreed to Knicks fully guaranteed deals. They have filed a grievance claiming the NFL and its teams have colluded against its players' pursuit of fully guaranteed deals. Sources confirmed to ESPN on Tuesday. A third-party arbitrator is expected to hear the grievance, which the union filed in recent weeks. The Athletic first reported that NFL General Counsel Jeff Pasch sent a memo to NFL teams on October 20th notifying of the union's claim that teams plan to prevent the use of fully guaranteed contracts for certain quarterbacks in light of Deshaun Watson's five-year, $230 million fully guaranteed deal with the Cleveland Browns. Like, you see, if it's fully guaranteed, it should be fully guaranteed, but they're trying to get out of it with some clause. The problem with that, with, like, Deshaun Watson, I get it, it's extreme, but you do it for him, you're going to have to start doing it for other people, too. Or you start to let teams and owners get out of those situations, they'll start using a bunch of loopholes. So that's where I think I side with the NFLPA on this, because it's like, the NFL has a habit for just, I dream of genieing things. They just blink at things and random stuff happens. And I think that I would be very worried that teams are saying, hey, certain circumstances could keep us out of giving them fully guaranteed dollars. We can just find it. And again, Deshaun's an extreme, but you go there, when does it stop?
No, there's all kinds of, you know, front-loading, back-loading a contract, incentives for players. If you get a certain number of stats or this and that, we'll give you more money. But yeah, the guaranteed stuff can, that you leave that up to your agent and the front offices to figure that stuff out. But front office, they're trying to do what's best for them, keep as much money as they can.
Yeah, but fully guaranteed, again, that's what it is.
Fully guaranteed if...
Yeah, if, oh, you did this really bad thing. Oh, you did this
really
bad thing.
Oh, you had 9.5 sacks, we wanted 10.
That's the thing, like, you're going to get into the point where they just want to edit these, and it's not always going to be the Deshaun Watson stuff, it's going to be other things too. NCAA names four Final Four sites. Vegas gets its first one in 2028. That sounds pretty fun. I mean, Vegas is definitely... Listen, Vegas is known for a lot of things. Sports betting has certainly been a big one. But they're really working to become known as, like, this hub where you can go watch games and NFL games. And we already know the college scene is pretty strong there with some fun atmospheres and Mountain West tournaments and all that stuff. But they're really trying to cement themselves as a sports hub.
No, you have a nice brand new stadium over there. You can use it for all kinds of stuff.
EA Sports set to release college football game in 2024. How long has it been since the last college football game, Angel?
The last one came out in August of 2013.
And that was when all the name, image, and likeness stuff was... We were fighting about that, and finally
they
just said,
no, we're not going
to do it.
That's when the lawsuits started to come out from players, because they were being featured in the... Or their likenesses were kind of in the game. They didn't really look like the quarterbacks or the players.
But you knew it.
But hey, that's number 10 for Alabama. I know who that is.
Well, sometimes they'd put players on the cover of it, right?
Yeah.
Like Tebow was on the cover of
one. But those players
one.
Would more often than not already be in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
So it would be a previous year's player.
And they just put somebody that was a stud back there so they couldn't get in any trouble.
Yeah. Now we got to wait.
You got to wait a little bit. But think of it this way. It gives you more time to perfect the game. That'd be fun.
That's putting a lot of trust in EA Sports.
Mm.
Granted, I've still been playing the last version of college football even...
From 2000 and what?
From 2013.
As the last one?
I was playing it like 2 weeks ago.
The last one?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I took Texas to the national championship.
I can't play sports games, like old sports games. Now, Red Dead Redemption type stuff, Assassin's Creed, I can go back and play that relative, you know, if it's like 20 years old, it's a little too, but I can go back and play.
Assassin's Creed's getting up there in age.
Well, but the most recent one or whatever, like the Vikings one's only like a couple years old. Like, I can go back and play that, but the graphics are just too weird when you go too far back. Sports games, I don't like to play much past the current year that they're in, especially by myself.
Like, I mean, I played NCAA Football 14 for years after it.
I couldn't do it.
Done with.
Well, here's what you want to know. Really, let's go a little deep nerd video game talk here. EA Sports needs a competitor. They got the rights to the NFL and the rights now, I'm guessing, to the NCAA.
They have the rights to, for the NFL, it's they have the rights to simulation football. So that's what kind of gets them their game, Madden, because it's simulation. So you could do another type of professional football game, but it couldn't have NFL logos or anything.
And that's just not as cool.
But it also wouldn't be considered a simulation.
It's not as cool.
No.
But, I mean, that's what needs to happen. When I played, like, I remember my friends and I would have battles because they liked in NFL 2K, and then I was a Madden guy. I've been a Madden guy forever. And we would always argue what was the better game. Well, either way, that was a battle going on, and it made each company work harder to improve. Here's something we're offering that they're not this year. Here's something we edited. Madden, let's face it, they do a couple of tweaks every year, but not really.
I mean, I've been playing the new one this past couple of days, and it's
same thing.
Basically the same thing. The shoulder pads look a little different. The throwing is a little different, but overall, it's the same game.
I remember, like, in 2003 to 2006 or something, that's when you saw, like, nice little climbs, nice little edits. It's like, oh, and they would try new things. They tried the quarterback vision. Do you ever play one of those where they actually had the quarterback vision and his little vision? And if it was Tom Brady, it was, like, really wide. And if it was – and it, basically, if you line your football, if you throw where your vision is, it's a better throw. So if you got a quarterback that has a very narrow vision – You're really bad. So I think, you know, it's
the same thing with 2K, because, like, you know, NBA Live used to be a thing and it was very popular until 2K came back in around like the 2010s and kind of just took off with LeBron James almost and kind of made the NBA popular again. And now 2K is one of the top selling sports games.
Yeah, no, it's,
but there's no competition. So, but 2K, granted, they do improve their game every year.
Oh, yeah. The NBA, and I haven't played the last NBA one in a while, but they haven't. It's taken them a while to improve, or they've improved it gradually over the years, and you actually see improvement.
It's not even playing NBA stuff anymore. It's
no.
Playing online with friends.
No, that's the best part. Madden, for me, the best part now is playing the MUT, the MUT stuff, like where you can just go build your team up. That's the best time. That's great. So you got the Xbox, is that right?
I did.
Okay.
Finally on next gen.
You joined Now, I don't have it yet, but I'm told, you know, maybe it's coming.
Peeking in the Christmas box.
Maybe it's coming. So around Christmas, I'll take a week off, Angel, and we'll just get a team going. You going to be offense or defense? Normally I'm defense.
I'm gonna say offense. I'm still getting used to this new game. Like, granted, I just said it's Madden. It's the same game as last year. But the mechanics are different. I'm on a different controller now. All the buttons are different. The joysticks
different.
Aren't next to each other now. They're all in different spaces.
Seriously?
Well, the Xbox controller, the joysticks are different. The PlayStation one, they're
okay.
Close to each other.
All right. I thought
and then
maybe
the
they
X
were moving
is a different
crap
button.
Yeah.
It's a different color.
No, yeah.
I threw like 5 interceptions because I pressed the wrong button.
So you want me to be offense then?
You can be.
Well, if Tanner would get an Xbox, we could get 3 of us on it, because that's the max you can get for, you know, playing together, right? You could be special
teams. Special teams guy.
Tanner could be special teams.
He's really
to the
good
party.
At the onside kicks.
He is getting really good at that. I'll give him that. McLean says, Madden used to allow you to begin a franchise starting with the current week the NFL is in, with updated injury stats and records. Now you can't do that anymore. It was one of my favorite features, and now you can only start at the beginning of the season. So annoying. See, and I never like to start in the middle of the season. I always like to start and begin and create my team and all that stuff.
I started with the Dolphins this year, and we had Bradley Chubb week one.
Oh, really?
Okay, this is fun.
So you just go back to week one, and you've got Bradley Chubb?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that they update that. I think that's good. But he's saying, like, you can just
start
your franchise.
From, like, week 6.
Yeah.
You could do it last year. I don't know why they haven't done it this
year. I never
year.
Did that. I never wanted to do that. Although I haven't played franchise mode in years now on it. It's all about building your team. I just build the team. The build the team thing's fun because you go win, you play, you get points, and you go buy different players.
That's
love
where
that.
It gets me. It's buying the players.
Well, you don't have to. It's just fake coins. It's just fake. But people like Tanner.
Someone's paying for it.
Some people actually put money into it. I do not.
Tanner does?
Mm-hmm. He has before. Because we were playing one night, And we both really wanted to win a lot of games. So he's like, let's go. And so he bought a couple of different players.
Oh, my team just jumped to a 95 all of a sudden. How'd that happen?
Dude, Madden's, I love Madden. And I know it's not like they don't tweak it enough, but I just love it. I love
that
game.
It's mind-numbing.
Oh, it's mind-numbing. Like the other games you play, like action games and the you know, Assassin's Creed or whatever.
You got to pay attention.
Yeah, it's too much. And I like it. I do, but for like 30 minutes. And then I'm kind of like, all right, that's enough of that.
Yeah, I used to be like super into Call of Duty. And
yeah, that was what I was
saying. Then I started getting bad at it. I was like, I don't like this anymore.
Well, I like Red Dead Redemption, but I tried to play that online and those dudes are out for
it's
blood.
The Wild West.
Literally. You can't even walk around. You're just riding your horse like, I'm going to go check these mountains. Boom, hit in the head. Someone shoots you.
Oh, like, there's a bear. What?
There was nobody. Why? If you go to a little town in that game, if you're playing online, you die as soon as you walk in. Nobody just wants to hang out.
You ever get lassoed up by someone else?
All the
and
time.
They just drag you off the horse?
That's the most like defeating thing ever. They tie you up. And then just leave you there.
Drag you through town on the back of a horse.
It's ridiculous, man. It is fun, though. It's amazing what they've done with these games. And it's just, again, you want to see them do this kind of stuff with Madden and stuff. Edit every year. Like, get better every single... You're churning it out every year. It takes a... Like, Red Dead Redemption was like 7 or 8 years in between the first and the second game. So they can really take the time.
The second one came out, like, what, 2018?
Yeah.
It's been 4 years. And people are still playing it.
Has it already been that long? It's such a great game. Like, an amazing game. Maybe one of the best games I've ever played. It's got to be up there. 17 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more about... let's talk about the Broncos. And how they handle this Melvin Gordon thing and what he's tweeting and how we're feeling about Nathaniel Hackett. It's just, it's getting bizarre over there, man. It really is. We'll talk about that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
This Melvin Gordon thing is weird. Did he really tweet the Bronco thing out? Was that really him, his Twitter? What the heck? He posted, of course, a picture of him leaving in a Bronco with the cops behind him, and there's Melvin Gordon. It's just like his profile picture on ESPN.com or whatever. And he goes, ha, ha, ha. Boy, y'all fans was hell. Laugh, LMFAOOO. Thank y'all to Broncos country. Let's at least laugh on the way out. Good move, bad move, weird move, doesn't matter.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's fine.
At least
I mean,
he's a good sport about it.
The damage has been done. So it's over. He's gone. Why did George Payton re-sign him, though? Like, he didn't really participate in off-season stuff, yet he re-signed him.
I read this comment that he dropped the keys before he got in the car.
Oh, yeah, he dropped them. No question. He was trying to do too much, and he dropped the keys. He's carrying a bunch of other things, trying to open the door at the same time. He's holding groceries, and then dropped
the keys.
He's
got his box from the locker room with all his stuff in it.
Yeah. Why? I think we were talking about yesterday a little bit. Like, this had to be George Payton to just finally say, you're gone. Because Hackett, you just keep playing him, putting him in crazy situations.
Is Hackett Mr. Nice Guy?
Yeah, he is. Trust me, I would not be a good head coach. Because I would be the guy that's like, you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. Oh, man, it's okay. Deep down, you're dying inside because you're like, enough is enough. But you go sit down, you have a one-on-one with him. And then Melvin's like, dude, I'm so sorry, man. Getting emotional. And then I'd be like, I'll give you another try. But that's why I'm not a head coach. Nathaniel Hackett is a head coach. That's one of the things that comes with this territory is even though you like your guys, you still have to make tough decisions. Did you hear Hackett? What he had to say about... Here's what he had to kind of say about Melvin Gordon, you know, once they decided to move on from him. Here's Nathaniel Hackett.
With Melvin, you know, he's a guy that's he's a true pro. He's done a lot of good stuff here at the Denver Broncos and scored some touchdowns for us this year. And we thought it was best for the team. And we've moved on, and I wish him the best of luck. And I think it's great for him to have a fresh start. And but with the running backs, it'll be Marlon Mack. He'll be up. And then Divine Zigbo, we're looking to see if we can get him up also, along with Latavius.
I mean, it was kind of like, yeah, it was great. Professional guy, got some touchdowns, but we just had to go in a different direction. Okay. I don't mind that stuff as much, like him talking about it, but it's just, why did we wait so long? And then why did we continue to put him in positions, crucial positions, to fumble the ball away? I just don't understand it. And these are the things, Angel. When you think of a head coach, like, why do you keep losing close games? A lot of times you can just look at that and go, man, that's head coaching. Blowouts happen. Like, is anybody calling out, you know, the Vikings? And they got smoked this weekend, but is anybody freaking out right now going off on Kevin O'Connell? No, because it's a blowout. So you're just like, eh, you just didn't have it. That was one of those games. You know, everything went wrong. But time after time, if it's a close game, then you start to step back and go, this roster seems good enough to hang. But big decisions like choosing to run with a guy that has fumbleitis, choosing to, you know, throw it on 3rd and 10 when you should have ran the ball to work off some clock, those decisions continue to happen every week for Denver. Not everyone is glaring. Now, there weren't, you know, the last, I think, against the Titans, I don't know that there was a glaring decision to make that we busted Nathaniel Hackett's chops on. But, dude, almost every game, we've had 3 or 4 instances where we just go, what is he thinking there? And that is when you go, okay, this is bad coaching. It's just a bad, he doesn't get in-game situations. And that's what a head coach is supposed to get. There's so many things that happen throughout the week that you got to get ready for in preparation, and I understand that. But the most important thing is Sunday. Now, they'll all say the right thing. Practice, 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 practice. You get paid for what you do on Sunday. And if you can't manage the game on Sunday, then what are you doing here? And that's where I just continue to get frustrated. Although, I don't know, after talking to Zach Stevens yesterday, it sure seems like George Payton really is going to try to give Hackett the benefit of the doubt. Here's Zach. Zach's with DNVR Broncos. He's our Broncos insider. When I asked him about, you know, what it looks like with Hackett, what the future looks like at this point, he was kind of somewhat optimistic, that, or at least saying George Payton is optimistic and really wants to fight for this guy.
There is a chance of that happening, Brady, but it's not just going to be George Payton giving Nathaniel Hackett excuses. We're going to have to see some sort of turnaround from this team in the final 7 games. And Nathaniel Hackett pulled out a pretty big straw yesterday by giving play calling duties to Clint Kubiak. That didn't work. It looked like it was going to work, but then at the end of the first half, you're like, dang, 3 really good drives for the Broncos offense. Wait, they only have 10 points, and then in the second half, they only get 6 points. So it was a different way of getting to 16 points that the Broncos are all too familiar with. What has to happen? The Broncos have to pull off an upset somewhere against the Ravens, against the Chiefs, take care of business against the Chargers at the end of the season when the Chargers are going to be playing for something. I'm not saying the Broncos have to sweep this, but if they go 5-2 over these last 7 and the offense scores 21 points a game, then I do think Nathaniel Hackett is going to be back. And there's a big difference between how fans view this and how the organization views this. George Payton wants to give Nathaniel Hackett the benefit of the doubt. But in order to give him the benefit of the doubt, he needs to see signs of progress. And we just don't see them week in and week out. We're fans. They say, I don't care what happens the rest of the season, fire him now. So there is a little different approach that the Broncos are taking as opposed to fans. But I can't say, you know, I say the Broncos have to go 5-2, maybe even 4-3 in these final 7 games. There's nothing that makes me believe they're going to do that.
I mean, there's nothing that leads me to believe they're going to do that either. But there's Zach Stevens again, DNVR Broncos. And I mean, I just thought, Angel, after the Raiders game, first off, I thought, is he going to be gone? I mean, I fired off a Twitter poll question. Is he gone tonight or tomorrow? Which one? I was just kind of set on him being done. And then if it wasn't going to be against the Raiders, I just assumed he's done. This is it. Dead man walking. Finish the season. We're not going to fire him because that's really embarrassing to fire a first-year coach in the middle of the season. George Payton wants to weather that storm and at least avoid that embarrassment. But there's still a chance. If you beat Carolina, I mean, we're back to this. If you win a game or two, he's going to get a shot. Is five games going to be... Is that going to do it? I mean, I think it's weird that we're even talking about it, because I'll be honest with you, I'll be frank. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of every week saying, and I've been victim of this too, or I've been saying this too, guilty of it, I should say. Oh, well, if they beat this team, then, you know, things are... Well, if they beat this team, it's must win. I'm tired of doing that. Because when every week is must win, that means you're bad. Unless you're in the playoffs.
And I don't even think with Hackett, you have to get a certain number of wins to secure another year. I think it's the performance on the field has to look better. Right now, the Broncos don't pass the eye test on offense, and their defense kind of, you know, gave up two big plays at the end of the game that cost you. So I don't think it's like you have to win X amount of games for us to feel good about it. It's what can you put on the field that we can see that there's improvement.
Is this roster too bad to give Nathaniel Hackett a real shot here?
I think they're too injured.
Because we talked about the defense, and I've had texters on the show. By the way, it's Top Text Tuesday, presented by Cables Pub and Grill. You know, we had so many interviews and things happening with Ed McCaffrey. Forgot to mention that. It's Top Text Tuesday here. And I'm going to say that Eastside Chris is leading in the clubhouse right now. He's leading in the clubhouse. So First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. A $15 gift certificate is up for grabs. So shoot me a text. But I've had people say, this defense isn't that good. Isn't as good as you're saying it is. Is that true? Is it a little bit of fool's gold here that the Broncos offense are the Dementors and they just suck the life out of every game? So offenses just kind of take it easy and play down to their opponent. And maybe you're just, you know, you're not really taking risks because you're like, yeah, it doesn't really matter if we punt here. It doesn't matter if we don't get it here. Their offense isn't going to do anything.
Well, I brought this point up a couple weeks ago that if the offense continues to just be bad, does the defense motivate themselves anymore? They just say, this offense is bad. What's the point of us trying right now? And I think late in games, that mentality kind of creeps in a little bit that we got to go back on the field. We can get the ball back, but Russell's not going to do anything. So we got to be back on the field anyway. And I think maybe the offensive struggles are impacting the defense.
So that's it then. I mean, I think this defense is good, but are they as good as we thought? Is the games that the Broncos play, do they almost just cause the opponent to run through the motions? No coach will ever admit to that. But look how good San Francisco is. Now, granted, that was Garoppolo's first game back starting. But the Broncos won that game. How did they win that game? Is San Francisco just like was zapped by the badness that is this Broncos offense?
Well, if you don't take two steps out of the end zone.
Yeah, but that's a pick by your boy now.
Is it?
That would be a pick.
Would it have been?
I think it would have been.
You don't think he makes a throw that is not in that direction?
I think he... Well, no, he threw the pick. It was a pick. Chubb caught it. And he stepped out of bounds.
Maybe that changed the whole trajectory of the season.
Maybe.
If Chubb gets that interception,
instead
they don't
of
end
safety,
up trading him.
Instead of a safety, get a touchdown. And then everybody's real happy. I think this defense is good. But I'm just looking at this roster and I'm wondering. And again, that's an indictment on George Payton. If you're going to give him a pass because the roster's bad, then doesn't that mean it's your fault then? I think the thing that we've learned this year, Angel, honeymoon phase over for George Payton. The awesome draft that he had with Patrick Surtain and Javonte Williams, you know, making a couple of key moves and tough moves and all that stuff. It's all it's all kind of faded now because you got a head coach that's not working. You got a roster that's beat the hell up, but it's not great. You got a quarterback dud, perhaps, with Russell Wilson, and no real direction as to how to fix it. Like, who do the Broncos become in the offseason? Are they going to, you know, hope Javonte Williams comes back and really dedicate themselves to the run? Well, you got to bolster up that O-line. And it's going to be, I mean, it just has to happen. All right, our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Are you happy that UNC moved on from Ed McCaffrey? Go vote at theholeshow.com. It's Top Text Tuesday, by the way. Got a $15 gift certificate for Cables Pub and Grill to today's winner. And who won this last week? I'm trying to find it here. Dixon got it last week, Smitty the week before that, and Beginner's Luck. So nobody can win the $50 grand prize today, but somebody can get a $15 gift certificate and put themselves in the mix. You know, if Beginner's Luck, Smitty, or Dixon win, then yeah, next week's the big week. You get to three, and you win big. It's as good as money, man, because you're going to go to Cables Pub and Grill anyway. You're going to get you a gift card out of it. So Top Text Tuesday, get you rocking and rolling for our great friends at Cables Pub and Grill. I meet there all the time. You know when I say it's where my friends meet? I'm meeting over there today, this afternoon, 2:30, client meeting, big time. Excited about it. It's where I go. It's my go-to. And today is Burger Madness, $9.99. Heck of a deal there. Always something special happening with Cables Pub and Grill. 12:36 the time. Let's take a short break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
No sleep till...
Do we know what's going on with Nikola Jokic? Like, what is happening, dude? Does he have COVID? Do we know that? I haven't heard anything. Just hear that he's out for safety and health protocol still. He's missed three.
Yeah, it's weird that they haven't come out and say he does or does not have COVID. It's not listed as a non-COVID illness like Bones Highland is tonight, but I don't know. It's weird. Bones tweeted out earlier this morning saying, I don't know, there's something up in the air right now.
So maybe there's just this sickness going around, and they're just all giving it to each other because they're in practice in the locker room.
What did we spend all of 2020 doing? Washing hands, wearing masks, and now we can't get healthy.
Yeah, I don't know. So Jamal is in COVID-19 protocols. We know that. He's doubtful for tonight's game against the Pistons. Bones is his hip, but also, he, as you said, he's got an illness.
Non-COVID illness.
Non-COVID illness. Nikola Jokic is, I just refreshed too. Check this out. COVID-19 protocols. So it's just COVID-19 protocols. So it's as if he has it. So I'm guessing on gel? Because Bones Highland is ill, correct? But he's not under COVID-19 protocols. He's ill. So that would mean Joker and Jamal Murray have COVID, which is whatever.
We can safely assume.
It's a sickness. It happens. But why not just come out and say that? I mean, how long's he out? Again, what are the rules now? The NBA is the only one that really tests for this now. Everybody else is like, if you're sick, just stay home, please. The NBA is like, we got to test all the time. You know, for symptoms, I guess. The rest is like, coach, I'm not feeling good. Okay, stay home for a day. Come back into practice tomorrow. If you're still sick, don't come in. The NBA is like, oh, you have a snuff, you coughed? Time to get tested. And then while we're waiting on that, you're out.
The NBA COVID-19 protocols, these were put in place back in August. Unvaccinated players will be tested once per week. Vaccinated players will be tested only when symptomatic. Players will be isolated immediately upon a positive test. Masks will not be required.
But we're still doing the protocols. Like, what does this look like then? I don't know when to expect him. He missed just the Dallas game so far, or did he miss the Knicks game too? I think he missed that one, didn't he? Because they lost that game. He's been out three games then. I mean, it's just, you're starting to just kind of wonder is he really sick? Because, I mean, you would think you just come out and say it. What's happening with
Nikola Jokic? Yeah, he did miss that New York game.
So he missed three games now. And he's listed as out tonight. When was that Knicks game? Was that like last Thursday?
Yeah, it was last week. It was the game right after they got back from Chicago.
So that was Wednesday, November 16th. So tomorrow will be a week. So is this the last game? And then you expect him back tomorrow night at OKC?
Hard to say if you're going to travel.
And they got Detroit tonight, and then they go out to OKC on Wednesday, and then they're at LA for the Clippers on Friday, and then back home for two games against Houston.
Probably be that Houston series.
Are you telling me he's going to miss the next three games then? Dude. Could the Nuggets, perform like you did against Dallas? And I'm excited about that performance, trust me. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that was a shocker, Angel. I don't expect this team without AG. Is AG going tonight?
Yes.
So AG's going, so you got one starter back in. But still, I don't expect this team to beat a lot of teams without Joker, Murray, and, AG getting back in the fold. It's Detroit, though. So, I don't know how, they're not very good. But you could be, all that good favor that you gained in this month of November, which we talked about the road trip and stuff, you finished above where I thought you would be. And, it's the 22nd, so we still have some November games left, four or five games left. But that might all be washed away because everybody's getting sick. Which, again, I'm not blaming anybody. I just want to know, what's happening here? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris talking about Gordon. Gordon left town with $1 million this year. Calculated, I would have to make $25,000 for 40 years to make that much. That's math.
That's how it works out.
That is math. You crazy kids with your online games. When do you all sleep? I sleep at a normal time. It's just when the child goes to sleep, I either watch games or I will pop in a video game for 30 minutes.
Well, then you wake up at 4 a.m.
That's true. I don't sleep a lot. I don't sleep. I get up early. I'm an early riser. On the weekends, if the child will allow it, I will take a nap. But it could be anywhere from 10 minutes.
Does he set his own nap schedule?
He doesn't nap anymore.
Now it's, I can't get him to take a nap.
He likes when I nap because then he can go be mischievous somewhere else. I found him the other day jumping as high as he could off of my office desk downstairs. Went down there, heard this loud bang. Like, what is happening? And I walk in, and there he is, like a little mountain goat on the edge of my desk, and he's launching himself as far as he can go off the desk. And then the other day, I walked down there to the office, and I couldn't find him. I'm like, I just heard you throwing stuff. Where are you? He's up in the windowsill behind the curtains. He climbed up there, and he's just standing behind the curtains. And then I open the curtains. He laughs. Ha, ha, ha. This is fine. No problem. And then runs off. So, yes, he likes when I nap because he knows it's go time. It's time to do stuff I'm not supposed to do. And the kid jumps off of everything. If he can climb it, if there is a, it's like one of those crazy mountain goats you see on Animal Planet. They're like the smallest sliver of rock on the side of a cliff. They're hanging off of it. And you're like, how are they going to get off of that? That's my child. That is my child. He is climbing on everything. And we love it. I absolutely do because I was a lot like that. So he's doing the right things because you want him to be a little ornery, but still, you don't want him to break your stuff. Don't break my desk, please.
You don't want to break himself either.
Well, yeah, obviously, but it's the stuff though. The stuff.
If you break a leg or my Xbox, we're gonna have an issue.
Yeah, if you jump off of the desk and hit an Xbox, buddy. All right.
If you knock down my signed picture of David Roddy, we're gonna have an issue.
He almost did. I got a Joker signed thing and a Gordon signed thing. And I walked in and they're all like cockeyed up there. I'm like, somebody's moving stuff around here. The child, man. 48 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. I'll wrap up this hour. Clay Millen's going to join us at 1:15. Because they don't have school this week, coaches have just been throwing stuff at them last minute. Like, hey, you got this, you got this, you got this. They take advantage of it. Probably should. But Clay's like, dude, I can't do one. I'm going to pop on at 1:15. So we'll get Clay Millen on the program presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza in the second hour. So don't miss that. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
For over 51 years, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies have been the specialists in the medicine of motion. They have 6 medical campuses, and they provide care along all of the Front Range. Orthopedic and Spine Center is proud to be Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Angel, am I right on this? If you're D1, if you're D2 in football, don't you have to be D2 in basketball? You're talking about the NCAA? Because guys I was talking to last week, we were talking about it, and everybody I was sitting with, we were at the CSU game, talking about UNC. See, they're moving the needle. And everyone was like, no, I don't think you can do both. Like, you either have to jump all in, because everyone's talking about how UNC football should just have stayed at D2. Well, if that was the case, wouldn't basketball and volleyball and wrestling and all that stuff still be D2? Can you do both? Like, I know UNC wrestling's in a different conference, but there's no Big Sky in wrestling. So that's different. But I don't think you can be D1 FCS football and then D2 football, but D1 basketball, meaning D1 means you get a chance to compete in the NCAA tournament, same as volleyball. So am I wrong or right on that?
You're correct. The issue comes in the difference between FBS and FCS,
right,
in terms of football. You don't see that in basketball or anything else like that. So if you are Division I, you're either FBS or FCS in football. UNC, obviously, FCS, so that leaves everyone else is Division I, so they couldn't have just football be Division II, because that takes you down a whole other division.
So that's the thing, when everyone's like, they should have stayed with back to D2, and I get it. Those were great times. They were winning championships then.
But you can also understand why they made the switch, because they were winning.
Yeah, they were winning, and again, your UNC basketball team would not be in the Big Sky Conference. They wouldn't get a chance to compete in that tournament and win it, which they were a game away from last year. They wouldn't be able to go on, and the venom of going to March Madness would not exist. So I guess what would you rather? Go to D2 and not have your volleyball team and your basketball team, who are constantly, at least in the conversation? I mean, volleyball's tearing it up again this year, right?
They're Big Sky regular season champs.
Didn't they do that last year, too? Or did they win the tournament?
They won the tournament last year.
But that's the thing. Like, that all goes away. Now they're just competing for whatever at the D2 level.
Which
means you're not going to get as good players.
Men's, women's basketball, and volleyball, they compete in the Big Sky. They are those teams that, ooh, we got to play UNC in basketball. That's going to be a tough game.
Yes.
Oh, we got to play UNC in football. That's a win.
Right.
That's the difference.
And all these great volleyball players, we always say this is a hotbed of volleyball players. If you're D2, they ain't coming here. They're going to go to CSU. I mean, it's already a 50-50 battle where they're going to go, because you have two great programs. CU's got a pretty good program. They're going to go there. They're not going to come to UNC. So you're going to lose out on recruits. Dalen Kuntz would not be playing for the UNC Bears basketball team, who is just a stud, by the way, if they were D2. Same as Matt Johnson. These guys are good enough to be, they're D1 basketball players. There is a difference. Think about the things you say before you say them. I mean, Twitter's ridiculous, Angel. Ed McCaffrey could go coach the Broncos now that there's going to be an opening. What?
That's like almost every comment under his statement that he put out.
What are we talking about here? Is that, like, think about it, folks. The people that are tweeting that, think about it.
Get past the name. I get it. He's a Broncos legend. He's beloved in the state. Get past the name.
Yeah.
Look at, if he wants to be a coach, look at him as a coach.
Look at him as a coach. That's what you have to do. I mean, we can't just keep throwing names around. Should John Elway be the head coach of the UNC Bears? I've never seen him coach football before. He's managed a team, never seen him coach. So, no. I mean, we just throw names around, man. Just stop. You don't have to be a know-it-all sports person like me, which I am, but just use a little more common sense. The guy coached 2 years of high school football. And he coached 2 years of, well, two real seasons of college football. He's not qualified. He's got to go somewhere and be a positions coach. Angel, I'm going to put $1 on it. He ends up some kind of wide receiver assistant in San Francisco. $1 on it. We think. He retweeted about San Francisco today. I don't know Christian's playing, but I didn't see a lot of San Francisco tweets before last night. He's working his way in. We'll see. All right, final hour coming up next. I got the Clay Millen Show for a brief moment or two. We're looking forward to that. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.